Unit 24, International Trade. Ryan worked at a global trading. Trading. Company called WorldCom and had since he left university a few years ago. He worked in the sales department and hoped that one day he would get a raise for his superb. Superb. Job in this post. Ryan had been wishing to be promoted for a few months, especially since the vice president position was currently opened, a job which he dreamed about. The last vice president was a great boss to Ryan, but he had to leave when he was offered a better job at a much larger firm. Though he was sad to see him leave, Ryan was excited at the thought that he could take over his job. During his time at WorldCom, Ryan was considered to be very professional by all of his superiors. He would arrive at work early and leave late almost every day. Further, they considered him inventive and intrepid. Intrepid, especially for going after a much larger firm and trying to get them to buy stock in WorldCom. Ryan was thrilled to receive such praises from his superiors. However, he would be much happier if he were to be rewarded. Rewarded for all his success. To say the least, Ryan felt as though sometimes his efforts were not praised by the company and that they actually underappreciated. Underappreciated all of his hard work. He felt as though he were proportionally much greater than the others in his department and thought that this should be recognized. However, this could not concern him most days since he remained focused on his work. Today, Ryan was meeting with a merchant. Merchant from a small city in England. The merchant's name was John, and he claimed to have a revolutionary idea. Ryan sat down with John to discuss the invention. During the meeting, John showed Ryan his prototype. Prototype for a new way to ship cargo across the ocean. Apparently, John had accidentally extracted a new, more energy-efficient way of moving cargo. Cargo by using distilled water as a fuel, John had invented a method of shuttling goods over long distances for a fraction of the cost it was today. Ryan could see immediately that he was talking to a very accomplished and entrepreneurial person who was truly looking to change the world. They talked for a few hours, haggling over the price of John's brilliant invention, and John left with the promise of calling Ryan back later in the day.